Clerical workers at the University of California went on strike across the state on Tuesday to push forward contract negotiations. They've been in talks since April, and the union says that the UC is delaying the process. KALW's economics reporter Jeremy Dalmas brings us this report from a rally at UC Berkeley.
Jackie Gross has been out in the rain for 6 hours, but she's still bubbly.
Everybody's a little waterlogged at this point.
Gross is a payroll specialist at UC Berkeley, but today she's on strike. For 24 hours on Tuesday, employees like her, who bill medical appointments, work in the financial aid office, and help with research, walked out of all 10 UCs, 5 medical centers, and at the Lawrence Berkeley National Laboratory. The main goal of what Gross calls a sympathy strike is to show solidarity with skilled trade workers at UCLA and UC San Diego, who hit an impasse with their contract negotiations with the University of California.
We've got some of our brothers down south. They're part of our union. We got to support them too, because they'll be up here supporting us. And that's the important thing.
But the clerical workers are also in the midst of their own contract negotiations. Teamsters Local 2010, their union, says that their wages have gone down by about 25% over the past 2 decades, when you adjust for cost of living. And they point to a study by the Economic Policy Institute that found over 80% of UC union employees can't afford an adequate but modest standard of living.
We love the university. We want to work here. But we also need enough to live. We also need enough to pay our bills. We need enough to, buy food. And for a number of our members, that's become very, very hard.
The UC's most recent offer includes a raise of 18% over 6 years, which a UC spokesman called market competitive and consistent with increases given to other UC employees. But the union is pushing for better wages for all 12,000 of their workers. At the moment, there are no future negotiations scheduled. At UC Berkeley, this is Jeremy Dalmas for Cross Currents.